stop talking
Pretend.
about grammatical things in Latin languages, and we are on with Dohio Download. Come on in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this end of the year episode as we near Christmas and New Year's, and who knows if we'll do an episode next week. Probably not. I will keep you guys posted about the 28th, but
No
it's
worries.
the day before the Banzuke comes out, so we are all excitedly waiting to see Aonishiki's big name on the top alongside Kotozakura. Exciting
Yeah.
times. Hello, Hitoki. Thank you
Yeah.
for joining us. Today, we are gonna do, as I sent some homework for our participants today, we will have for our guests, we will be talking about sumo hype moments. Because I was like, damn, sumo can be really hype sometimes, and I want to talk about it. But how is everybody? Did you guys have a good week? How's the RTY Basho going for you?
We can skip to having fun because this show is not fun for me. I'm
Cough,
1 in
cough. I
11.
am 3-9. Tamanosato is 1-11, so we are not having a good time. But you know,
Mine started off.
Gambare is.
Sorry, mine started off pretty terribly. Like, it picked out.
Yeah, you know,
Like,
6-6, not bad. And
my first
also.
block was bad.
Oh, good. But yeah, then we have also Hitoki 6-6. Very nice, very nice. We're doing a good average here, guys. Me and Tamanosato pulling it down, and you guys skipping it up. That's a good. But
We
yes,
good.
we today, and everybody came into the. I sent this idea for people's homework a few days ago, and five people reacted to it and were like, "Oh yeah, that's such a good idea. Let's do the hype moments in sumo." And then I'm just joining in, and it's just Tamanosato. I'm like, hey, "Guys, come on." But we are on. We have the four of us. That's at least what we need. Any sumo news before we get into things? Anybody heard anything? Anybody seen anything?
Not nothing particular, nothing, out of the ordinary. Just like training reports, Aonishiki's training, Oshoryu training. I
Jungyo.
think,
Hoshoryu gave a jab to Anosato in the news, which I thought was
Did he?
hilarious. He was like, because Anosato obviously has dislocated his motherfucking shoulder, and so he's obviously not having a good end of the year. It's why he pulled out on the last day of November. And Hoshoryu is going as normal. He's like being the one in the Jungyo, being the face of it. He did on that day. He did like 20 practice bouts in a row. He after the he was doing the usual press, and he was like, I don't know what tone he said it, but to the press he asked, "What is Onosato doing?" And I feel like that's a bit of spice on that phrase. Like,
Probably,
what's he doing? What's my junior doing to keep the rank? Which I understand. And I also
yeah.
understand from the technical side if any of the reporters had any news of what Ono Sato has been doing, which is fair. But it's interesting. It's interesting that, Hoshoryu is annoyed that he's the one having to do the Jungyos while Ono Sato gets to chill, in my view. That's like,
Yeah, I kind of understand, but like I feel like it's an actual, it's not like a pull out, like a Hakuho pull out back when Hakuho was just pulling out of fun and boredom. So, it's, I guess, it's just Oshoryu being Oshoryu.
Yeah, just being harsh right there. There is a video Hakuho posted him doing a Dohyoiri somewhere. It was posted in the Toyota World Arigato Fest. Like he gelled his air back and did a Dohyoiri like with a rope and everything. I'm like, what sort of like team he has, you know? That's really cool.
But isn't that like, I don't want to say like bad for against the NHK and the NSK, but is it, you know, is it okay?
He's out. I'm sure he doesn't care. I see
Yeah,
on the thing
true.
Kyokutaisei is involved, some other people are involved, and he had like Tsuyuharai and Tachimochi. So which I don't know who those are, but oh, the Yobidashi is a retired Yobidashi. I've seen that guy. He's a former chief Yobidashi called Takuro. He retired in 2019 due to a scandal, but he's the one being the Yobidashi for the thing. And there's a
What are these?
lady on the other side of the dojo. He posted on his Instagram, if anybody has Instagram,
Oh,
him
yeah,
doing
share it.
a dojo iri. I'll get the link. I'll get the link. It
Nice.
was on some sort of Toyota patronized festival, which, you know, they are big patrons of Hakuho, so I'll send it on the voice box chat.
Yeah, no problem.
If
I'm
anybody has
curious about
Instagram and
it.
want to check it out. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess really, if he uses his rope, his mawashi, it's whatever. But it's like it's so weird to seeing him without the oichi or just, you know, his usual normal hair now, gelled back, doing the
I'm
thing.
sure the Kyokai was like, oh, the motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sure they were not happy about it.
Oh
I'm sure they were very annoyed about
yeah,
it.
that is weird.
It's so awkward. Him without his hair. It's funny.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You know, this guy's on the moves. He wants to make
Hey,
his
there's
sumo
Asa.
grand slam
Yeah,
a
there's Asa
thing.
Shio there.
Yeah, Asahisho? Yeah, Asahisho. You're right. That's his name.
Asahisho or something.
Asahisho Kyokutaisei, which are like, you know, his Ichimon people. They were Oshima guys. I don't know. That's so weird. You know, like, wow. What a thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Dew Sweeper and the Sword Bearer are not
No, they seem to
former
be.
Ubrication
No,
fam.
they
They're
certainly
not.
are not. I don't recognize their faces. I think they're like amateur guys, which would be. I mean, if I was in their place, I would say yes instantly.
Absolutely.
Damn,
Absolutely.
be
Unless I want to.
Tsuyuharai. Wow. Give me some dew to sweep for this guy.
Yeah, I mean,
Damn. I
it's a
mean, and it's
nice.
hype. It's really cool. Anyways,
Yeah.
let's get into our hype moments. Anybody wants to share with the class any sumo hype moments you have kept for us that you have acquired as homework?
I should let the others speak because I speak all the time. If they want to speak. Kunosagi,
My only one that I can think of right off the top of my head is the Hakuhori knockout.
Against Myogiryu?
The elbow.
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh that was oof. Oof. Starting off very
Starting
tough.
off good. I mean,
Oof.
yeah, that one was is brutal. It's like, wow, this guy is going as out for blood.
Yeah. And like the slap, basically the slap into the elbow. It was tough to see.
No,
It was
it's
really
wow.
fierce.
I mean, to get over it a while back.
It is funny.
Well, I don't know if funny is the
Funny
word,
is not the word.
I'm
Funny
not sure
is.
Myogiryu said that. It was like, ah, funny guy. I don't think so.
I mean, dude, I don't think it has it happened before or after? Like, has anyone been, all right, one, has anyone been knocked out before or after?
I
Two,
know
has anyone been.
Shona Nomi has been knocked out
Yeah.
since. But in Makushita,
also there was that wasn't Yoshikaze once knocked out pretty badly.
Probably. I know Hokuto Fuji was very severely concussed against Ryuden.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a Mata. It was 2019.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it was a long time. Ryuden was they were both not old in in the top division, but basically there were like two Matas, and the third start was also a Mata, but I don't know what Ryuden did, but it basically knocked out Hokuto Fuji. So yeah, it has happened quite a few times, not often. So that I want to say not I'm happy to not see it often. Yeah.
Number two would be any of the what do you like Seonage throws or any of the very large here, let's get the Mikishu up and over on like hip tosses and stuff. Those are like my number two hype moments, and then number three are the Teruyoshi shot throws.
Those are good. Those were good.
That we haven't had in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Like, a big salt roll. Nobody wants to be flashy enough.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. I have a couple that I don't know. I don't know when to talk about it. So you guys, I don't know if Hitoki wants to share in the chat any moment.
I mean, yeah, Hitoki, you could if you don't talk.
If you have any high moments that you have,
writing. What did I go right? You can try first. Go ahead, Kaitetsu. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a couple. I have two that I remember that I wanted to talk about. One is the classic 2019 stare down Hakuho gave Takayasu. Don't know if anybody remembers that one.
Yeah.
The one where Takayasu couldn't look him in the eyes and was like,
yeah.
That one is insane. It's like, wow.
But I was kind of like, oh, Takayasu got the balls to... He was not looking him in the eyes, but he was still like, fuck you, I'm not going down first.
No, yeah, he was like, I'm not going down first. I'm going to stand here slightly crouched for 30 seconds until you decide to start lowering yourself. Then I will also go down. If nobody has seen it before, I'm sending on the voice chat as well. This one is it was crazy. It's the first part. Obviously, then there's the bout which Hakuho obviously win, but it's the part before the bout which is interesting.
And Takayasu just waiting and waiting and like
just waiting, and like you go down as well. I'm not going down alone.
The balls. If he would have won, it would have been awesome.
WWE-esque rivalry is the problem is that nobody can be a rival to Hakuho. It's just Hakuho. Only as a Shoryu ever could. Nobody else.
Yeah.
The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I don't watch WrestleMania. I won't know what you're talking about.
Undertaker never loses.
Fair. Okay. Cool. Like, just, good for him.
Like, yeah, it's just part of the story. So it'd be like beating Prime or some shit, right? Like, it's not going to happen, but people still try.
Mm-hmm.
And you get back to the story too. Man, most people would wilt under that stare.
I see. Well, if nobody else wants to go...
Like that.
I have another one. I have another Takayasu moment. This one from Takayasu, not Hakuho. But it was his classic shrug on the playoff versus Wakatakakage 3 years ago. Because he has his usual, like, slaps on the belt, but he brought back his classic shrug, and the crowd went wild, and it's so good. Yeah, that one, I remember watching it live, and he got this, so he does his classic shrug, and he's like, oh, It was like one of those tournaments because of COVID, nobody could like cheer a lot, but still people went as wild as they could in COVID times. It was
My son
great.
heard it, but he can't play the YouTube.
Fun fact that I found. Back then, when Makatakakage won his Yusho, it was the first Shin Sekiwake Yusho since Futabayama's in 1936.
Oh, darn.
And then, exactly a year later, Kiribayama wins a new Sekiwake Yusho. And then now in November, Aonishiki wins another Shin Sekiwake Yusho. So, like, in 3 years, we've had three Shin Sekiwake Yusho, which like hasn't happened, which never happened, obviously. It had only happened once before 2022, which was Futabayama once getting a new Sekiwake Yusho. It's like it's crazy times. Like these men are like so strong nowadays.
Yeah. We live in a really, really good time for sumo. Like,
It is. I think they're turning over to the new age. All the ways in, like, with all the, especially with them going to England and doing the junior there.
Oh
Like,
yeah. Yes.
I think they're finally starting to make the step forward, whether they want to or not.
Yeah. Yeah, the
Mm-hmm.
London thing was interesting. It's like it was a lot of fanfare, as much fanfare as can be to newbies to the sport. And but it was
Think that is
nice.
high.
It was exciting.
That is
Yeah, no, it is.
pretty
What got people excited, the crowd was good at knowing moments, and so they did, as you said, like they did loads of stare downs because they learned that's what gets the Western crowd going. So they did like proper stare downs in the middle of the ring, you know,
Yeah.
before the match, before going to the corners to get more salt, and the crowd was going wild. So yeah.
This is a while back. If they really want to break over in the Western audience, they need to fucking do some type of like melding. They need to take some notes out of WWE because,
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, man, that would be a really smart business decision from like Triple H's side. Like, do a somewhat merger because WWE's on the ball. They're I mean, they've been time,
I don't
but
know if
like.
sumo WWE style would get a
No,
lot
no,
of
no,
people that like sumo.
no, 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 no. It's not, I'm not trying to like merge wrestling into sumo. Marketing,
Ah,
right? Like
marketing style. I see.
the way
Like a
it's
more
sold is
American style thing.
like I market it and gear it in more of a WWE style. Like you said, the stare downs, the like interplay between the heyas and all the different stuff, give people a bunch of the lore and the weeds to get lost in.
I see. Got the lore going. I see. It's a
Yeah,
thought. It's food for thought. I think it could be interesting, actually. Yeah. Like, do
and just
inter
like
Heia storylines or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Well, the thing about the
yeah.
JSA is that they really hate doing anything publicity-wise for whatever goddamn reason.
It's sumo. It's ancient. In ancient
Yeah.
time, they
But like
couldn't
they
do
gotta
it on
survive in the
Instagram.
big 2020s, you know?
I know.
I totally get and understand the
They don't
whole
need to do
preservation.
hype edits. They don't need to put funk in the background. They can do like nice videos about the ritualistic, like very intense, like cinematography. Kind of like, I don't know, Christopher Nolan to direct one of those. I don't know. Whoever. Get like some directors to get some hype shots of sumo.
Like for instance the picture of what was the big Hawaiian guy?
Know. Konishiki? Him staring down the opponent?
Yeah, when like when he's down, like when they're both down and they're staring down, like
yeah,
like that.
That one.
Like
I
stuff
know.
Like it absolutely fucking it is perfect. Right? Like
mm-hmm.
the oh God, come on. You don't even got, you don't even gotta be a Western audience. That picture right there is the perfect David Goliath type, like
mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah, that photo is really hype. Like
It is.
damn. Exactly, Hitoki. Hitoki said on the chat, the Heia's channels are carrying the marketing and growth of the sport more than just GSA. Exactly. Because I think, like,
Yeah.
people like teams that they can humanize for themselves, you know?
Exactly.
Like, they want to meet the wrestler, like, the little guys that work day by day on their sumo.
Like, the Western audience is already fairly far removed from sumo as is because of how traditional it is and how much is part of the culture, like is culturally relevant. Like we're already fairly removed from it as is, and then to
yeah.
top it off, like with the terrible stereotype of oh, it's just big guys in diapers, like
yeah,
they like being trying to keep it so insular and close to the chest is really not helping. Like. Yeah, fake rivalries and storylines in between the haters. Like,
mm-hmm.
that would be massive. And then,
yeah,
we can get more salt through it. Like, big stunts, like, here, let's fucking do some anime style fucking. Split hold it. Like, get everyone, like with Turk Yoshi, everyone would, like, build with the salt throw. Like build with stomps, like stop. I don't maybe.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but like, you know, if you have a wave design on your there's a thing that come out with a sponsor on the front. When they do the walkout, the kicker.
I don't know.
You like if you like if you have a design like your design logo, if it's got like wave, have a wave print on your Mawashi. Like just small little detail.
I guess.
It'll
yeah.
go a long way.
Any and for you, Hitoki, any have you found anything in your memory? You can just say you don't need a link. I don't know if you remember any cool moments. One that I remember while Hitoki types is the when Hakuoho made Makuuchi in July of 2023, and he was like pulling the craziest techniques on people.
He was going crazy.
He was really insane. He did that leg sweep on Nishikigi. That was crazy
yeah.
when he did it. That was like he was on the run for the championship for a good time until obviously by the end he was kind of faltering, but he was like he was on it. He was laser focused on it. That Basho was good. Of like
Didn't he go like 11-4?
He did. He went 11-4 to Sancho. It was Hoshoryu's first Yusho with a playoff with Hokuto Fuji, which was also great.
Yeah.
It was a great environment. That was like the showing the new people coming in. You know, 2022 was like Hoshoryu coming in, Kotonowaka coming in, like Kirishima making his name, Wakata Kakage, whatever. After Wakata Kakage Yusho, you know. Koto Sakura Yusho, oh yeah. His win versus Onosato special for the Kachikoshi, even if Onosato was hurt. He did look really good. I do have to agree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, last Basho's Hakuo Hokinboshi. That was surprising. I thought he couldn't.
Yeah, and Yoshino Fuji.
As well, yeah. That's you're right.
Yeah. I've really been appreciating Yoshino Fuji. honestly, I just feel like he's a strong wrestler, still young, you know, not as young as Aonishuki, but still, you know, he's 24, I think. Like, if he pushes hard, he can have the potential to be at least Sanyaku mainstay, and what if maybe Ozek?
I don't know. These guys have been kind of plateauing quickly. Like you get to separate the Onishikis from the Hakuohos, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, Yoshino Fuji has not had a makekoshi.
That is true. You are right.
In his career, you know, he started later than Aonishiki, and he is honestly slightly slower. But when you look at his run, 2 championship in judo, mm-hmm. and he started in Magashira 14, 11 and mm-hmm. 4, 2 prizes. Then yeah. at Magashira 6, huge jump. 8 and 7, not crazy, but not bad. You know, Kachikoshi, good.
Mm-hmm.
And last time, Magashira 5, 9 and 6, and the technique prize. And you know,
which is weird considering the strong yeah. wrestlers we had, but you know, they wanted to give him yeah. one, so they gave him one.
And beating, you know, Ono Sato and mm-hmm. Aonishiki, he is 3-0, or yeah, I think 3-0 against Aonishiki.
Yeah, crazy. You know, actually, that is an interesting shout. You're right.
I think he is 3-0. I could be wrong. Let me check.
Let me see. 2-0. Onishiki opponent Yoshi Nafuji. Yeah, 0-3 versus Kusano / Yoshi.
I cannot find the third time they fought.
They fought as Makushita. On Kusano's debut, right. Kusano won. Then Magashira won on Ishiki, yeah. lost to Magashira 14 Kusano, and now Sekiwake lost to M5.
Okay. Yeah, right. So, yeah, I really like Yoshino Fuji. He's growing on me.
Crazy. Crazy times. It is. I say this a lot nowadays, which is, I'm sorry, guys. I am like 3 beers deep. You guys gotta take it easy.
it's all good, man.
we are having such a insane explosion of talent. And believe me when I say this, I was here through Teru no Fuji's era. And it was like, it's only Teru no Fuji. I'm sorry. We were like coming in here and we were saying, like, yeah, Shodai, Ozeki, we don't even know how that happened. Takakesho hurt all the time. Mitake Umi was Ozeki once and it was like hilarious. And so it's like, and now we have all these guys, we have two Yokozunas. And he's like, what? Yeah. What's going on? What happened in 3 years? It's insane.
And we started the year being like, yeah, it's gonna be Ono Sato all the time.
No. It wasn't. I mean, if you look at between the Kyushu Banzakes from 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
You have Teru no Fuji pulling out the whole way, Takakesho 9 and 6. Kirishima getting a cool Ozeki Yusho and like starting a Ozeki Yokozuna run. Hoshori was already Ozeki with a nice 10 and 5. It was like the change of the guard. And then like Daishu, Wakamoto Haru, Kotonoaka, Sekiwake, but like Abi and Hokuto Fuji Komusubi. It was really different top of the leaderboard. Even if you go back to like 2022, which I say is prime Teru no Fuji era. Again, Teru no Fuji 0-15 pulled out. Takakesho lost the playoff, so he was keeping it up. But Shodai demoted from Ozeki at 6-9. Wataka Kakage 8-7. Hoshoryu Sekiwake trying to keep his Sekiwake slot. Mitake Umi falling from Sekiwake even. And still Kiribayama with a Tobizaru and Daiesho in in there as Komusubi's with Tamawashi, it was such a different environment. And
Or Komusubi.
four Komusubi, three
Yeah.
Sekiwake, and one Yokozuna without both knees, trying to hold this Banzuke together.
Yeah.
And he still got 10, by the way. Tero no Fuji, he's not weak. In
Tero
like
Fuji was a
two
monster.
2 years, he did get only 3 Yusho as a Yokozuna, but like, damn, you know? One Yusho per year, basically.
Yeah, he was just a monster.
He was.
And that would be one of my hype points. Tero no Fuji's career. Like, I have the chance to be able to say I watched all of his career development.
Wow.
You know, the start, the rise, the fall, the coming back. And, you know, I was there the day he won his last Yusho.
Wow.
And the guy is insane. The guy is just m a monster. To have the mental strength to go through every injury he went through, to build himself back up, to go back in Makuuchi was already a feat. Incredible. He went back to Ozeki. Incredible. He made it to Yokozuna and got double digits Yusho. Tero no
Yeah,
Fuji has the most movie-worthy career, even more than Haku, I think. I think exactly the
I
same,
think
Itoki.
so. I
He'll be
Hakuho is
so
not
good.
very movie worthy, but
No.
Tero no Fuji's very much so. Very
The
much so.
name of Akuho's movie would be An Asshole's Way of Life.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just
Yeah, I
because,
know. It's
listen.
not yeah. Yeah.
Akuho, greatest sumo wrestler ever? Probably. I still think the guy is an asshole. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Yeah.
I have a lot of problems with the guy, but that's just me.
Well, you know,
But,
it is what it is. Well, like,
yeah.
yeah, it's
But yeah, Tero no Fuji,
The
incredible.
times have changed since when I watched. I was able to watch on the TV Hakuho winning his last Yusho, and that was the end of a period of an entire
An era.
double decade long era of Hakuho. And then the vacuum that came with it, and Tero no Fuji filling in those shoes, and Takakesho being around and trying, and that year, which year was it?
Failing.
Was it 2022 where we had like each Basho won by a different guy?
I think it was 2022.
Yeah, it was like Abi, Tamawashimi, Takeumi, Makatakakage. Fucking, I think even Tero no Fuji got one on the on that year. Yeah, we started with Sekiwake Mitakeumi getting his promotion to Ozeki with a Yusho. Then Wakatakage getting his Yusho in March. Then Tero no Fuji getting it in May. Then Ichinojo, which was insane. I never thought I would have seen that at the time, but he got the July Yusho.
Yeah.
Then Tamawashi Yusho in Aki, and then Abi Yusho in Kyushu. It was all different people each basho, and people were like in crisis. They were like, "Damn, what do we? Is this the world after Hakuho? You know, is this what we're left with?" The Takayasu Jun Yusho year. Oh yeah. Oh that. Yeah. That. If you are Takayasu, that wasn't a good year. It was good, but it was also bad in a way because he didn't win one.
It was a heartbreak.
No, yeah, and like September into November, two Jun Yusho back to back, and it's like, damn, this guy doesn't, he cannot catch a break,
Doesn't
but
catch
he's
a
still
break.
getting Jun Yusho. He got one in March this year. He has nine. It's like, what is he
How
doing?
many is the most?
I'm really curious now. I gotta check that. List
I'm
of
really
sumo
curious.
records. See if the Wikipedia people keep those.
Because brother is going there.
He's
Like,
he is. I don't think there is a Jun Yusho one. Let me see if I can do it on. Somebody can look on Wikipedia in the list of sumo record holders. See if anybody finds anything on Wikipedia proper. No. I am going to try query sort by group by Rikishi. Give me a junior show in Makuuchi by Rikishi. Okay. I don't know if there's a way to filter number of you show, however. So
yeah, there's no.
Yeah, you would have to check. Well, let me. Okay, actually, I found Takayasu's name. I can look around him. So most junior show is Hakuho with 22, then Kitanoumi and Takanohana 16 each, Kashiwado 15, Musashimaru 14, Wajima, Akebono, Wakanohana, Kisenosato, Taiho. Kisenosato also the junior show guy, 12 junior show.
Yeah.
Taiho and 12, Tamanoumi 12.
Yeah. Kisenosato for 2 years, 2013 and 2016, he got 4 junior show in those years. 4 in 2020 in 2013 and 4 in 2016.
If
it's just insane.
If SumoDB is right, Takayasu is the guy with most junior show without a usual.
It's insane.
Yeah, 9. Konishi has 3 usual to 9 June. Asahi Fuji, now we have to say the first, has 4 Yusho to 9 Junior Show. Then there's multiple Yokosuna. Sada Noyama with 6 Yusho. Then Tamanishiki with 9 Yusho. Kayo with 5 Yusho. Chunofuji with his 31. Tamanoumi with 6. And he was a Yokosuna? Yes, he was Yokosuna. Tamanoumi, 51st Yokosuna. With 6 Yusho, 12 Junior Show. Then Taiho, Kisenosato, Wakanohana, which one? The second has 4 Yusho to 13 Junyusho. So Wakanohana the second, that. Akebono, Wajima, Musashimaru, Kashiwado, Takanohana, Kitanomi, and Hakuho obviously all have Yusho. So if the DB is correct, Takayasu has the most Junyusho without a Yusho.
Oh, that's rough.
Yep. I'm going to look who is the next one without a Yusho.
Without a Yusho, that's tough.
Takanami, Takano Sato, Teruno Fuji, Huchu, Takano. Okay, it's a guy born. He was fighting in the 60s. He's the one of the many Yutakayamas of the past. He has 8 junior shows without a Yusho.
The Ozeki one? No.
The Ozeki one, the very long-lived Ozeki one. It's 5 years in Ozeki, this guy.
Damn.
And not a Yusho. Not a Yusho. And he's with 8. So, like, there's a long list of people with 9 and 8. And Takayasu now leads everybody else, himself, with 9 Jun Yushos. Papa Bear cannot get a break.
Maybe one day.
I fear the days are ending soon, though. I think the days are being counted.
I mean, you know, he's got a junior show this year too, right?
He did. You're right.
So, you know.
But, like, his time was, in my eyes, I said this back then, I think, if I remember. Is that Takayasu's year was supposed to be 2022. There was a lack of a consistently. Terunofuji Fuji was consistent, but all-showing guy, always showing up, a non-injured Yokozuna.
Yeah.
And the Ozekis were also faltering. It was 2022. If it was going to be his year, and it wasn't. So it's going to have to take, I think, like 5 Kyujo at the top to take out the big contenders for Takayasu to have a chance, really. Which is impressive.
He's just going to hope everybody pulls out, you know.
And for even then, Kyujo, he's the only man in the division.
Even if that happens, he's going to lose the Junior Show.
Yeah.
He's going to lose the
They're going to get the Gyoji in the playoff, and he's going to lose to the Gyoji.
Do you know who is going to lose to?
No.
Tamawashi.
Oh yes, always. And Tamawashi gets another issue. Just why not?
Yeah.
I love Tamawashi, but like I'm sad about Takayasu because it seems that Tamawashi and Takayasu, they are always together when it comes to being on the run for a Yusho, and then Tamawashi wins.
Yeah, it's just insane.
It is funny. These two veterans are funny. Watch that. I mean, I would love it to be Hatsu. I would love it. I think it would be an amazing way to start the year.
Man, it would be crazy.
It would be great. I think I would be happy. I would be very happy with that, actually. I would be like, yeah, you did, guy. And then he retires. Like, his body becomes dust and he fades.
And I would understand.
I would understand. I'd be like, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You can catch that break.
Yeah. be with his kids, you know. Do whatever dads do.
Imagine he wins the Yusho and his kids are like, I still prefer Waka Takakage.
Oh, man. I think he would disband the family. He would be like, nope, you are not living with me anymore.
Because I think one of his, the oldest child of his, is like, I like sumo wrestling, but his favorite wrestler is not Takayasu.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. I think he has an older daughter and a younger son.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
I think his daughter wants to become an Enka singer, like his wife. And his son is kind of getting into sumo. But if I was a sumo wrestler, my son said, "Hey, I wanna be like you," and I'm like, "I will tell you all the Please bad don't. Things about it, and you think about it. Think if it's gonna be nice, because I'm not gonna. If you want it, you want it. I cannot do anything about it. It's your dream.
Don't sugarcoat it.
But like, good luck.
Yeah."
Personal life, yes. He's married to Konomi Moi. They have a first child, a girl, in 2021. And after his... It's on the Wikipedia. After he became a dad, it gave the rise to the popular nickname Papayasu. And I love it. I love Papayasu. Papa is such a good name.
Yeah.
And then in 2022, he has a boy. And I think, we were right.
Yeah, like always.
What a guy, Papa Bear.
Yeah. We love him.
We love him. I mean, there's never been a bout that I said, oh, that's a bad sumo. I did not like the sumo you did, Takayasu. I think he always does. Good sumo. I think it never did bad sumo.
He always tries.
He always tries, which is very nice.
Yeah. I think the only bad match he did was against Kakuryu during COVID when he got injured. That was hard to see. I don't know
what happened. Tell me what happened.
I think he pulled something and he was just on the ground, and there was nobody. It was peak COVID. Nobody in the stadium. Mm-hmm. And we were just hearing Takayasu basically screaming in pain. Oh. That was like, that was hard. That was really hard. Man. And it was back when the not the security, but the wheelchair and everything were like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, come like 5 working days to come pick the guy up.
Those were dark times. It's sad stuff. It's sad stuff with the Ibikiryu stuff, even.
Yeah. To be fair, the Ibikiryu, they couldn't have. I mean,
they couldn't the do whole anything, situation really.
Was bad, but the death of Ibikiryu was not avoidable. It was due to him being in the hospital, not moving for a long time. That's what caused the, I think it was a blood clot that got think it was.
I don't know. I don't know. It says acute respiratory failure.
Yeah.
According to what I'm reading here.
Yeah. Because he was doing better from what I remember. He was starting to be better, and then, you know, his health just dropped. And it's just sad. It's sad. Yeah.
God.
Anyway.
Anyway. Sumo. You bump heads, and it's sad sometimes. Sumo is fun. And it hurts. Sumo is fun. It's fun, guys. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And well, this...
to change subject. I was just going to say my other hype thing. We're gonna talk about alcohol again.
Oh yeah.
But okay. He did not win. It was when he got hankered by Armin Ishiki. And I don't know if any of you ever saw that match. It was glorious.
Maybe have seen it in passing, but I don't remember it exactly.
If you guys know the Doyo Sumo Hot Sumo Talk.
Nope.
Okay, so it's a channel. I'm gonna basically put a link with the timer.
I've seen those thumbnails. I've seen those thumbnails. Okay, and I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, basically, Akuho charges. I mean, he barely moved to the side. Like, basically, it's an anime move. Type of shit. Sleek, nothing on his face. He does not care. If you know Armin Ishiki, you know his face. Mm-hmm. The guy, the sly fox, does not care. He straight up Senka, the greatest sumo wrestler of all times. And Akuo falls flat on his four limbs. Well, maybe better that way. and it's a win, and it's amazing. And fuck Akuho personally. but yeah, it was a great, great hanka. It was the most beautiful hanka. And I love Armin Ishiki to have the balls to do that to Akuho.
Yeah, they are balls. But I mean, it's because... Ooh, Ono Sato hanka. Oh, Abi, 100%. Abi is going to be the one that's going to hanka him. I think I foresee this year. We're gonna get a glorious hanka from somebody on Ono Sato. It's just gonna be whoop.
I mean, that would be great. I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind. Like a good hanka from Nine again, I think it's funny. This moment you mean, yeah. Tama? This one?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
2008, that one.
Just perfect. Perfect. It was...
funny.
Great.
I mean, because Armin Ishiki is such a senior to all of them.
Yeah.
That, like, and, he doesn't have to care at that point.
Yeah. And Armin Ishiki hankered everyone.
He did. It was like his friend.
He did not care. It was like Chiyoshima. That's why I love Chiyoshima. I personally do not like hankers, mm-hmm. but there's a few hankers I like. You know, Ichinojo first time facing a Yokozuna in his first ever basho, going crazy, you know. I think it was like 11-1, and they paired him against, Kakuryu. And he does one mata. He does a second mata. The bat starts. He jumps to the side and hanka. And hilarious. Everybody was like in the magazine saying on that day, yeah, it's sure that it was not planned. The guy is so new. It was the nerves. The interview him is like, that was completely planned. I knew what I was going to do the day before. Just perfect. That's villain, but sometimes you gotta like villains.
You gotta do it. Sometimes you gotta do it.
But yeah. That's my take.
I think it's a good take. I think it's a good take. It's fair sometimes when you go like, man, I really want this win, and I'm sorry. Yeah. Here's like all for all. I mean, it's not illegal. It's never illegal, so.
And just for you guys to see, this is the greatest Henka ever.
Is that a...
I just refound that.
Tomonohana?
That's cool. I would say yeah.
I mean, yeah, because Tomonohana did some flying shit in the back.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Comments doesn't have anything.
It's my Numi.
Oh my! Oh yeah. Also him. Yeah. Both the short guys from the 90s. Yeah. well, everyone, we've gone over on many things that make sumo great and not great. but thank you all for joining me. I have been Katetsu, your DJ for today, and I've been joined by Tamano Sato.
Yay.
Kunosagi. And Hitoki in the chat. I'll see you all maybe next week, but if not next week, I'll keep everybody posted. Happy holidays, happy festivities, and a happy new year. I'll see you all in 2026. Bye-bye.
Bye.